Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Colloway. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. There goes Platt. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Platt scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Colloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Appling reaches second base with a double. Platt moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Harris. Platt scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and steps on second to double up Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Clem Dreesweerd now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yerk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Platt. Yerk reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Yerk scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Moses scores. Pesky moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright bunts for a double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York moves to third. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball towards left. Kennedy catches it and throws to home to double up York. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Michaels is walked intentionally. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Zuber's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Appling steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Williams moves to second. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Platt who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Platt chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Michaels. Michaels fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Michaels. York scores. DiMaggio moves all the way to home. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.